Here is Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, and our Lou to-do list, which comes your way Mondays at this time. Hi, Mr. Fix-It. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Good. Our segment with Lou is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. How have you been, Lou? Good?
I've been very well. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
I wasn't looking forward to the snow yesterday, but hopefully we're out of the woods with all this in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, well, that is, all the snow's gone, but hopefully we won't get any more, and the temperatures are
right.
Going to be above freezing most of the time. I did drive through some of that, though. And Friday, I didn't think the storms were as severe as we thought they were going to be, but some of us did lose power for a while on Saturday when the power lines eventually failed. And I was thinking about whole house generators. Is that what you call those, Lou?
That's what you call them, and I think that everyone should have one, and in particular, if you're building a new house, or you're putting on a big addition, or you're upgrading your electrical service, I mean, it's not an inexpensive proposition, right, to do a whole house backup generator that typically runs off of natural gas, if that's what you have, you know, coming to your home. They do make ones that run off propane as well, depending on where you live. Depending on the size and the, you know, how the whole installation, it's quite a range. It can be anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 to do, but it is well worth it. And as I mentioned, if you're building a new house, if that's not in the budget right now, at least have your electrician install a transfer switch, a whole house transfer switch, because that's part of the whole installation. And so the idea is that when the power goes out, it senses the fact that the utility has lost power, and it automatically flips a big switch like you're raising Frankenstein from the dead, right? That big switch.
Yeah.
You don't see that, but then the generator kicks on, and within, you know, somewhere within 45 seconds to 60 seconds, you're up and running. And so at the very least, have that done so that in the future, if you save for it and say, hey, I got a bid and it's, you know, $15,000. They can come in and the installation will be less because that's already in there.
Well, what are those Generac boxes out in front of people's houses then? Is that the thing?
Yeah, well, those are automatic. I mean, you certainly can, you can have a rolling one that you pull like you're starting a lawnmower. But the thing is, without a transfer switch, you're pulling the fridge out. And in your case, you're running an extension cord to the TV so you can watch some of the basketball games.
yeah, I would.
You're right, exactly. And so, you can buy that generator for $1,000.
That's what I thought.
But you need to be home.
Well, that's...
Well, you need to be home to roll it out and start it and plug in all the extension cords. And, you got to make sure you're right. And so it's involved. And, you know, for instance, let's say you've got a home with a basement that, gets water. We have no power, and now the sump pump's not running. Well,
then,
what are you going to do? So then
you got that $1,000 generator that Brenda has started, and she's got the extension cords out. But then
right,
you got to figure out what you're going to plug into it. Like, how many things can you end up plugging into that, Lou?
Well, it all depends on how big that generator is. And so, for instance, a 5,000-watt generator, right, which is the typical thing, that can run a few things in your home, like a sump pump, a refrigerator.
Yeah, you got to do the freezer, refrigerator.
Right, the lighting, a little, you know, some lighting, and your TV. Your TV doesn't use a lot of electricity. But keep in mind, your cable, that box needs to be plugged in, too, because you have no cable now without electricity.
So you probably just listed five things now. Can I get five things plugged into that $1,000 generator?
Well, if it's a 5,000-watt generator, you should be able to comfortably run a refrigerator freezer.
Yeah.
That uses about 1,000 watts when it starts.
Right.
The sump pump that uses about 300-400 watts when it's running. Some lighting, the TV, and, you know, maybe a couple of other things. But that's it. You're not, and maybe, well, the furnace, you'd have to wire that. I mean, you'd have no heat, right? Because your furnace doesn't have a place to plug in. So you'd be cold.
My furnace is gas, right?
But it has an electronic igniter.
And it has
a blower.
And the blower, that's electricity.
You know those fancy Mitsubishis that you put in your house in Ottawa?
Yeah, I do.
Those are all electric.
Yeah, well, thanks, Lou. And you know, those, and those are air conditioning units. In my case, they're not heating air conditioning, they're just air conditioning units. But still, right. in the summertime, then the power gets knocked out. How would I even plug those right. in? I mean, I can't plug those in. Those are wired into the
house. There is such a thing called a manual transfer switch where you could plug it in and you physically throw the switch. But that's dangerous because you got to pay attention to what's going on, right? With the automatic, you make that one investment, and I got to tell you, it's money well spent, and it's also, when you go to sell that house down the line, yeah. you're like, oh, the kitchen's great, and all that. Oh, and I got a backup generator, run the whole house. I have it on our houses, and it's fantastic.
And you paid a lot of money for it, and you may never use it, by the way.
We've used it. It's worked. I mean, we've been out with power for about 8 hours, and it kicks on, and everything's running. Every right, fridge, every boiler.
I'm envious of you and that, but here's a way to justify not doing it. Okay, so that would have been 8 hours, and maybe you would have had to cook the meat in the freezer, and that may happen a couple times a year. So for 2-3 times a year, maybe not even that. Do you want to spend $10,000, or would you rather spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on something else, like
what if I'm somebody that has a medical device that needs electricity?
100%. I'm just measuring the calculation in my head out loud. Right. This listener says 815 says whole house generator best investment ever. And you make it sound yep. like that, too. Lou also has some other advice, and you may have a question. 312-981-7200. Again, our Ask Lou segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Lots of calls and texts for you, Lou, but just let me make sure I hear what you've got for us today. What else do you want to make sure we know?
Well, I mean, I think it's time to, you know, kind of take an inventory of the things that you have that you're going to start working on the spring, right? Does a lawnmower start? Is it in good shape? Is the blade sharpened? What about the garden hoses? What about the sprinklers? I don't want to be an alarmist here, but, you know, part of my other thing that I do is I own a couple hardware stores, and there's so much uncertainty about pricing for a lot of this stuff, whether it's a hardware store or a home center. Sure. I don't know where these prices are going to go. And currently the stores are not raising prices, but if all this stuff sticks, it's coming. So if you need a new garden hose or you need a new lawnmower or something like that, you might want to take advantage of doing that sooner than later, because you may be sorry if midsummer all of a sudden there's a lot of that stuff is made overseas and or Mexico and Canada, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty.
It's funny you mention that, because I need 45 tons of aluminum, and as it turns out, the right. price of those giant right. rolls.
You did call me to see if I could drive and go pick it up. I remember that.
I was going to ask you something about that. Hey, Lou, do you think it's okay to then screw my hose into the side of the house? I was thinking about doing some washing the car or whatever, and I thought, I don't know if it's going to
freeze. Now you can. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
I have my hoses out. You're good.
I beg your pardon. All right, here's some phone calls for Lou Manfredini. This is Deborah. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Deborah. How can we help you? Hi, Deborah.
Hello. Hi, this is Debbie.
Yeah, go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to say that we got a whole house generator. We've got it in, a couple years ago now. Partly was because my husband was kind of worried about things in the world and shutdowns and things like that, and thought that would be good. We had the old one, plug-in one. It was stinky. It was loud. You had to pull it outside. It was terrible. A few days after, oddly, we got it in December, a few days after we got it, the power went out. So, I mean, it wasn't a long time, but, you know, so I've kind of kept track, and I think it's been like 4 times in the last, 2.5 years. So, it's a lot of money, but we kind of saved for it and decided to go ahead and get it.
Peace of mind is something, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
And you probably then, you're always, thank you for the phone call. It's just an endorsement of what Lou is talking about. And then you're probably always hoping for a storm. You go, boy, I hope we get wiped out, because then I'll be the one with the lights on and the cable TV working and all that jazz. Maybe not.
When we installed our first one over 24 years ago, and much to the chagrin of my wife, Mary Beth, and it was probably 6 months before the power went out, and I was in bed, and I heard the click of the transfer switch, and she will say, it was in the middle of the night, and I jumped out of bed, like ran outside to watch the generator run, and the lights came on.
Yeah, yeah. Please ask Lou what the resale value is of the whole house generator is when you want to sell it. Are they asking what the up?
I mean, it's not a dollar for dollar, but it is definitely one of those things to say, wow, this house has a backup generator, and that one doesn't. So, you know, I think that you have to look at it as a point of you're getting the safety and security of having it. It is not going to be it's not like having a swimming pool where you hope that you sell the house to somebody that wants a pool. Nobody's going to say like, oh, geez, it's got a backup generator. I don't want that. That's not going to happen.
Why not go with solar and battery? I have a whole home backup battery with solar. Boy, I've never heard of that, but that makes sense.
No, it's awesome. It's even more expensive, but it doesn't have the runtime.
Right.
That a whole house, if all of a sudden, look, we have seen plenty of examples of terrible weather where there's hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and there's weeks and weeks and weeks where there's no power. Now, assuming that the gas is still going, right, which that is rare that the gas piping stops flowing, very rare, you're going to get, potentially unlimited electricity with a backup generator.
Sure, sure. What is the minimum distance the whole house generator can be next to the house?
Typically, it can be right next to the house. There are setbacks as it pertains to where it can be from a neighbor's house. But, when you set these things up, they kind of look like the air conditioning condensing unit outside.
Yeah.
And they're very quiet. They exercise themselves once a week. So typically, on a Thursday at 2 o'clock, the thing goes off for 15 minutes. You hear it run. Hmm. And it makes sure that everything's running. It checks it all out. Now, of course, there's a million apps that tell you, oh, your generator exercised and blah, 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 blah. And, manufacturers like Generac, Kohler, Briggs & Stratton, Champion, these are all very good manufacturers, and a bunch of different people can install.
One last question. John and Lou, lots of people don't have $10,000 to $20,000 to spend on the whole house generator. Is the $1,000 generator worth it?
It's worth it if you're around and you understand how to use it. And so it's a question of if you're going to make that investment, which I did initially, and I, still have a portable one, but you need to have all the right cords. You need to have a plan of attack. You need to understand what it is you need to power.
Yeah.
And, you need to be able to, keep in mind those gas generators. Okay. When the power's out, guess what? You can't go get gas because the gas pumps don't work because there's no electricity.
I had one of those until somebody stole it out of my garage, you're describing this as onerous, and it's not super convenient, but the power went out. I got it out of the garage. I started it up. It started fine. I plugged in the cords, my refrigerator, my freezer. I mean, it was nice to have a light on in the house without worrying about it. And,
sure.
I can have a big tank of gas or one of those things you get at the hardware store, I wouldn't discourage people.
They make some now, that the ones I described, the portable ones, that are called dual fuel, so that you can actually run it off of gas or propane. So like the propane you would use on your grill, you can switch a lever and then run it off of that tank.
Oh.
If in fact the idea of the power out and the gas stations can't pump gas.
Wow. I like the idea of the same way they have those little flashlights where you turn it to a little crank and the light comes on. Can't they hook like a Peloton up to one of these things, and then when the power goes out, you get on the bicycle and you just start pedaling your little ass off, and the next thing the TV
comes
on?
John, a little faster. I'm trying to watch the Michigan-Wisconsin game, and it's a little fluttery. Can you go a little faster?
That's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. You can hear him Saturday morning at 6. Thank you, Lou.